With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Forbes.com covering the Green Bay Packers a long, long time, our buddy Rob Reich. Rob, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Well, doing okay. I got to the link to your story and what happened yesterday with the Green Bay Packers. First of all, give me your thoughts on what you saw out of the Packers yesterday in that loss.
Well, obviously not much. They played, you know, they were borderline horrific in every way, shape, and form. Starting with the quarterback who kind of continued a trend of vanishing here in big games. His numbers, and we'll get into this, I'm sure, Billy, but his numbers in big games, NFC Championship games, and numbers against elite defenses the last decade or so have not been good. They didn't block well enough, obviously 5 sacks. Rodgers was knocked down 4. He was under pressure quite a bit throughout the course of the day. But Bill, great players like Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes find a way to work through that and put teams on their backs and carry them. That's something I don't think Rodgers is doing right now. I don't think he's done it for quite a while, and I'm not sure he can do it again. On the defensive side, Bill, clearly that was extremely disappointing, and Mike Pettine's seat should just be getting hotter and hotter. No pressure whatsoever on Brady through the course of that game. No sacks. They struggled in the back without Kevin King. And Josh Jackson, I think, showed us that, you know, maybe he doesn't deserve a spot on this roster for a whole heck of a lot longer, Bill. But, yeah, really, really top to bottom, it was about as disappointing of an effort as I think you would see. And I think the continuing trend with this team, Bill, is that, you know, once they're down in football games and once they get punched in the head a couple of times, they don't have a whole lot of fight to work their way back. That's kind of been a consistent theme throughout Rodgers' career, and it's certainly been a consistent theme under Matt LaFleur here, where their average loss, since LaFleur, they've won the overwhelming majority of games, Bill, under Matt LaFleur, but their average loss under LaFleur is also 19.5 points, which is crazy for a team that good to be getting blown out that often. So, yeah, really, I thought yesterday's game, you know, it shows just what a week-to-week league this is, Bill. A week ago we thought Green Bay might be the best team in the conference and maybe the league, and now they're the number five seed in the conference just that quick, Bill. It changes quickly.
Yeah, I want to go back to the Aaron Rodgers headline on the story that said Aaron Rodgers' game yesterday is the reason that they drafted Jordan Love. Kind of explain what it is you're saying by that.
So clearly, the organization will tell you, say all the right things publicly. When they drafted Jordan Love, that they still love Aaron Rodgers, that they're committed to Aaron Rodgers. Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst across the board are going to sing Aaron's praises and compliments. Actions in this league speak louder than words. We know that. And you see that across all levels of sports. When you trade up in a draft to select a quarterback in the first round, we're in an era, Bill, where guys don't sit for very long. The last quarterback taken in the first round to even sit 3 seasons was Aaron Rodgers back in 2005. Quarterbacks in the first round get on the field pretty quickly. And that's going to be the case with Jordan Love. And my point here was this was just a reminder that this is why yesterday's game was a complete reminder why the Packer brass went ahead and drafted Jordan Love. And my belief, Bill, is Love will be their quarterback by 2022. But the history here of the last 10 years, Bill, really since the Super Bowl win where Aaron Rodgers was tremendous, don't get me wrong, 111 passer rating, 3 touchdowns in the 31-25 win over Pittsburgh. But that's in 2010, Bill. That's a decade ago. If you then look at Aaron, to me, Bill, his 5 biggest football games outside of the Super Bowl, 4 NFC championship games, and then the game in the 2011 divisional playoffs against the New York Giants when the Packers were 15-1, and everybody believed they were well on pace to go back-to-back and win a second straight Super Bowl. Those performances have been borderline dreadful, Bill. Passer rating in the 2010 NFC Championship game, 55. It was 55 again in the 2014 NFC Championship game. Green Bay was down 24-0 to Atlanta at halftime of the 2016 NFC Championship game, and 31-0 in that game, Bill, early in the third quarter. San Francisco routed them last year. That game was 27-0 at halftime of the NFC Championship game. And then you go back to 2011 when everybody thought they were going to win another Super Bowl, Bill. Rodgers was completely outplayed that day by Eli Manning, and the Giants came into Green Bay and upset them as a 9-point underdog, 37-20. So Aaron, Bill, in these big games and these marquee games and against high-level defenses has really not held his share of the weight. And Bill, he's making $33 million this year. They need him to play like a Hall of Famer in these big-time games, and he just hasn't done it. Yesterday was just another reminder. The regular season game last year against San Francisco was a reminder. Some of these big games, Bill, he vanishes. And like I said, he's kind of the prototype. He's the model here. When you punch the Packers in the face, you punch them in the head once or twice, they don't have a whole lot of fight coming back. And that starts and ends really with the quarterback. And there's a lot of blame to go around, but it starts with Aaron Rodgers, and he has to find a way to fight back harder in these games because, Bill, they largely go in the fetal position and then just get blown out.
Talking with Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, covers the Green Bay Packers. Should they, though, have drafted, Patrick Queen's having a hell of a season. Would that have helped this team? Another wide receiver or two, would that have helped Aaron Rodgers? Or are we looking at the talent around him that the defense couldn't hold up? They couldn't stymie a Tom Brady-led offense just before half to kind of keep it within 2 scores and a different mentality instead of taking the knockout blow to make it 28-10. Should they have gone in a different direction with more talent around Aaron Rodgers, or do you believe that Aaron Rodgers is the problem?
Bill, I believe the organization came to the conclusion and the belief that they were not going to win another Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Brian Gutekunst, having seen what he has in these games I just outlined here for you, the NFC title games, the games against high-level defenses like Denver in 15 and Seattle through the middle part of last decade, San Francisco last year, Tampa Bay yesterday, Bill, some of these high-level defenses, Aaron just hasn't been able to get them over the hump. Bill, I would argue that maybe in rounds 2 and 3, instead of taking another running back or a tight end, that's where you go and you find yourself another linebacker, a defensive lineman, a wide receiver to help the 2020 team. I had no problem whatsoever with the selection of Love, and it's kind of twofold, Bill. Number one, again, I think organizationally, and this happens everywhere. It happened with them and Brett Favre in 07 when they decided it was time to move on to Aaron Rodgers. I think internally there was a belief they were never going to win another Super Bowl with Aaron. And when Love was there, a guy they coveted and a guy they really wanted, it was the proper time to go ahead and strike. So I have no problem with that selection if it sets you up for the next 10 or 15 years, Bill. Because what you're going to be looking at come 2022, Bill, is that's the time I kind of circle and forecast that Love takes over. Aaron has a salary cap hit that year of $40 million. If they move on from him before the 2022 season, Bill, his dead cap money is about $17 million. They'll save $23 million against the cap. Love will have sat for a couple of years. They'll turn it over, and that's 20-some-odd million dollars, Bill, you can go spend on another corner, a pass rusher, a wide receiver, an outside linebacker, an inside linebacker, all these other spots where you do need help. I think they've tried it this way now for a number of years with Aaron being the highest paid player in football or in the top 3 to 5 year to year as quarterback salaries continue to escalate. And it just, they haven't been able to get over the hump, giving him 30 some odd million dollars every year. And that contract's only getting higher and higher. So I think, again, organizationally, they came to a point where they said, we're going to try it with a young quarterback, you know, like Seattle did with Russell Wilson, like Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes. And we're going to try to win that way and put a lot of dollars in some other positions. And hopefully our quarterback's in the top half of the league. He probably won't be in the top 5 like Rodgers has been the majority of his career. But we're going to invest in these other places and then hope Jordan Love grows into a top 8, a top 10 starter. Whether that's going to happen or not, Bill, we're all anxious to find out. But I think that's the plan they have in place.
Rob, great stuff is always certainly interesting and something to think about, and it's a great read over there at Forbes.com. Always great to have you on. Thanks for coming on and a quick turnaround too, pal. I appreciate it, okay?
All right, always fun. Thanks, Billy.
There you go. That is Rob Reichel. All you got to do is go to Forbes.com, read his stuff there regarding the Green Bay Packers, and he thinks that could they have put additional weaponry around Aaron Rodgers? Should they? Yes. But he does not fault the first-round draft choice in the trade to pick up Jordan Love, if indeed they believe he is going to be the starter for the Green Bay Packers in 2022. Interesting stuff there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.